Message number 1291. For every good deed you do, say nothing. Tuesday, December 16, 2014 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, those who say they come from me who are blessed with the Holy Spirit are easily identified by those with true discernment. They will never look for personal attention or adulation. They will never seek popularity, nor will they be popular, for when you speak with the voice of God it brings them much criticism, because the truth is despised by the secular world. The Word of God will always have its detractors, and it is never embraced enthusiastically by a secular world. When the day comes that you witness the merging of my church and the secular world, be on your guard. My servants who remain loyal to me and who publicly proclaim the Word as it was given to humanity in the Holy Bible are never popular. They may be tolerated, but their voices are rarely heard, and the truth is usually dismissed with disdain. There are those amongst you who promote yourselves as being teachers of my Word, who spread untruths about the Word of God, though you hide behind carefully chosen words. I know why you do this, and it is not to help me to salvage souls. Instead, you desire to draw souls away from me, for you are against me. To the traitors of my church, including the laity, I have this to say. Look after your own garden, for it is neglected and the soil is infertile. Weeds have taken root and healthy plants will never grow unless you dig out the rot and replace the soil with a new and fertilized one. Only when you renovate your garden and start afresh can your garden yield life again. Otherwise, there will be no life and all things in it will die. You will destroy not only your own life but those close to you, for my adversary has no loyalty even to those he seizes as slaves to carry out his vengeance against me. Those who are mine are like me in many ways. The closer they are to my heart, the more they emulate me. They will be humble, for they could never boast of their knowledge of me. They speak only what I would speak, and that is the truth, even when it draws hatred upon them. They would find it very uncomfortable to be elevated or praised for any good works they do, for that is not their purpose. They seek only to do my holy will. The voices that shout, "Look at me, I am a servant of God," and who display proudly for all the world to see the good works that they do in my name, disgust me. For every work of charity you complete, move on to the next task, and say nothing. Seek no praise, for it is my work you do. All good deeds carried out in my name must be offered up to me in humble servitude. You must never exalt yourself in my name, for this is abhorrent to me. When you serve God, you serve his people, and you must give thanks to him for giving you the grace to do these things. You cannot say you carry out such deeds in my name if you seek thanks, appreciation, or praise from others. If you do this, then you are a hypocrite. Your Jesus.